The top cop in Springfield, Massachusetts, said he supports body cameras for the city's police officers, but obstacles remain to using the technology. The cost might be prohibitive, and there are complex legal issues. Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri told members of the City Council's Public Safety Committee he believes the behavior of police officers and the behavior of the public will improve if it is known that there is a video documentation of their interactions.
I support cameras. I support body cameras, cruise cameras, and certainly support cell cameras. The concern has been cost and then efficiency and effectiveness.
Barbieri said he's obtaining final cost estimates to install a camera system to monitor the 60 holding cells in the police station. Cameras on uniforms and in cruisers are subjects of contract negotiations between the city and the police unions. There are a lot of issues over how body cameras would be used. When would recording begin during a police activity? Can police record inside a private residence without a warrant? How long is the video from each camera stored? What part of the video, if any, is a public record?
These are tremendously complex issues.
During an interview, Barbieri said he had not determined what it would cost to purchase body cameras or cruiser cameras, but he said he had estimated, based on comparisons with other cities, that the cost to store the video data from the cameras would be $500,000 to $800,000 annually.
There's only so much pie, so I'm trying to make sure that that there's enough slices to go around, that we don't produce body cameras, but then not have enough officers working overtime or out in the sector. So I'm a big proponent of it. I do believe at some point the costs are going to come down. So I'm very hopeful. I think it's going to be in Springfield at some point, hopefully in the very near future.
City Councilor Tom Ash, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said at this point the cost may be prohibitive.
I think in principle everybody thinks it's a good idea, but it's something that we need to negotiate with the patrolman union about. And also the cost is a major factor.
Earlier this year, 9 of the 13 city councilors signed a letter to Barbieri and Mayor Dominic Sarno requesting a cost estimate for installing cameras in the prisoner holding cells at the police headquarters. The request was made after questions were raised about the police response to the medical emergency of a prisoner who died of what was later determined to be an aneurysm. Also, a video was leaked of a Springfield police detective's abusive and threatening interrogation of two teenagers in a holding cell at a suburban police station. Police departments in a dozen other local cities and towns have cameras located in the areas where people are held following arrest, according to a survey by MassLive. But not all the departments record the images from the cameras or store the recordings. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.